This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, it's bombshell after bombshell today. I could barely keep up. We're learning that FBI director, former FBI director James Comey, approved the illegal release, because it's illegal, of classified data to smear Trump to the New York Times and the Washington Post, other media outlets. So that's the first thing this morning. Those are felonies. We're learning that Adam Schiff approved, authorized, and personally released classified data to the media. And that's from a classified FBI 302 that's remained classified until now. It's one of those that was found in the burn bag. It was supposed to be destroyed. We're never supposed to know this. Not only that, there's references in the document from the whistleblower saying that Eric Swalwell also, he's the, you know, the guy who dates Chinese spies, but nobody in charge of anywhere intel agency seems to think that's a big deal, that he also released classified data multiple times. You know what that is? That's a crime. And that he had to be told, doesn't say by who, to stop releasing classified data because it's a felony. And I'm doing this each hour. If you've been with me riding along the whole time today, you know, I apologize, but this is a huge, huge historical day in terms of what has broken here. And I keep reading the same paragraph because really this just puts it all in perspective. It's the header says Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is the notes from the investigation, from specifically the interview with the whistleblower. And here is what it says. Adam Schiff, when he was the minority leader of the Intel Committee, so he had access to all kinds of, you know, very deep secret intel in the House. In this capacity, the whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting by Schiff. Now, you got to understand something about these committees, okay? Democrats have their own Democrat staff, and Republicans have their own Republican staff. And so that answer to them that work for the Intel Committee. And so in this meeting, so Schiff is sitting there with other members of Congress who are Democrats and also with the Democrat staffers hired because they are Democrats to serve the Democrats on the committee. Okay. In this meeting, this is from the FBI and the FBI's own notes. In this meeting, Schiff stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. This is amazing. Okay, release. You don't just get to decide to release classified information. You can only do that if you're the president or the president has given you the authority to do it. He didn't have it. Every instance is a felony. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. So he is creating, he is committing crimes in order to see his opponent indicted. Why did he want to do this? Because he's a hateful, spiteful little man. He thought Hillary was going to win, and he thought that when she did, she was going to make him CIA director. It was what he really wanted, and Trump won instead. He's very angry. So he's decided to destroy Trump, put him in prison, because this is what Democrats do. They just don't like you. If you get in your way, their way, they just put you in prison. The FBI helps, as we'll see in a minute. The whistleblower, again, this is an FBI document, found in a burn bag. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal, and upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower that they would not get caught leaking classified information. So this is a bunch of Democrats sitting around. Think about the casualness of this. This would be like me and, I don't know, my boss sitting around after the show thinking, you know, like, we're going to go rob a bank. Oh, don't worry, we won't get caught. We control all the institutions. Now, I heard some other talk show hosts when I was preparing for the show laughing about this. What a bunch of morons. No, they're not morons. At the time this was going on, they had near total control of social media. The FBI had already taken over. We now know that. They had near total control of social media, total censorship power, control of the mainstream media. Who was going to stop them? Certainly not the FBI. They knew Comey was leaking, committing the same felonies they were. I mean, the FBI was going to come after them. Plus, the FBI was profoundly corrupt. They knew the FBI was on their side. They also knew that the FBI was in the process, or had been in recent months, of framing Hillary, classifying her crimes so that nobody would know about them, then going and telling the public, oh, yeah, we looked through her email. There's nothing there. You know, no big deal. No reasonable prosecutor. Except the 8 thumb drives of stolen classified information. And they classified those, so you wouldn't know how many felonies she committed. So this is the jaw-dropping part of it, okay? How did all this start? Hillary stole classified information. She was only even supposed to view in a skiff. She can't even take it home. Took it home, loaded it on her deliberately unsecured server, and 5 foreign national governments accessed it. I think she sold it. That's okay. She's a Democrat. She do whatever she wants. Classified information. Comey's a Democrat. So, you know, if he wants to leak it, yeah, it's a felony, a leak. But it's Comey. You know, he's a good guy. And Schiff, well, he's so cool as a cucumber. He sits around with staff members who plans to leak this stuff and pressures them to do it. And you know what? He was right. They wouldn't be caught. Because when this whistleblower went to the FBI, nothing happened. Not a thing. It looks like, folks, it looks like there were actually some honest FBI agents who interviewed him and got as far as preparing to impanel a grand jury. They were actually having him go before a mock grand jury because they were going to do charges. And then the whole thing was called off. And all the evidence was put in burn bags behind 3 locked doors in an area of the FBI, a little room that Kash Patel had to find out about from a whistleblower inside the FBI. Thank God no one had set it on fire. What a story. What a story. You know what's crazy, though? The investigation was still ongoing in 2023. That's Merrick Garland. He killed it in 2023. That's how long all these people knew this had happened. So you don't think about who would have known. Bill Barr, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. Definitely John Brennan, head of the CIA, Merrick Garland, who killed it, whoever hid it. I mean, folks, you know how many people this could bring down? And keep in mind, but these are the same people who spent their time doing what? I gotta end with this because it's so mind-blowing. Planning the raid of Mar-a-Lago because Trump had allegedly mishandled classified information, taking it home when he shouldn't have. Didn't give it to anybody. Didn't leak it to the media. No, no, no. He's not a Democrat. Now, remember, they had to use a legal theory that had never been tried ever before since the founding that, well, if Trump didn't send himself a memo saying to himself that he was declassifying stuff, then it wasn't declassified, so we couldn't take it home. That's their legal theory. They raided Mar-a-Lago while covering up for these people, classifying their crimes and putting their written documents in a burn bag. We were never supposed to see them, folks. And that is the story. It makes Watergate look like child's play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know what one of the most amazing features of the Trump administration is really? Trump looks like this big hero, right? I mean, he's doing all these amazing things. I mean, and the things he's doing are amazing. They really are. Nobody's perfect, but the things he's doing are amazing. To us, you know why? Because they're just normal things that a normal president should do, but nobody ever has. So he looks like this huge hero, but really every president should be doing this stuff. And one of the amazing things that's been revealed by this, by the things Trump's doing, is how much power we always had as a country. I mean, on every level, militarily, certainly, yes, economically. Biggest economy on earth by far. And I mean, real economy, not fake economy like the Chinese numbers. That's a fake economy. I mean, parts of it are real, but I mean, a lot of it's faked. Where all along, if we just asked, just asked, just advocated for ourselves, didn't even have to threaten or threaten much, didn't have to use military force, we could have gotten whatever we wanted. But our leaders had such contempt for us. The globalists did. And by that, I mean everyone from Bill Clinton to George W. Bush to, of course, Biden and Obama had such contempt for us. They would never advocate for Americans. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is incredible what just happened. What it means. Mexico has expelled 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States of America. This is in an attempt to pacify Trump so he won't drone the leaders, okay? Now, these guys are high-ranking. But they're not who we want in terms of the heads of the cartels. Okay? But they're significant enough that they are hoping that Trump won't drone the leadership, take out the cartel infrastructure. Okay? So this is being done to pacify the big man, who's Trump. Now, listen to who got expelled, though. Okay? This is who they're offering to us. And marvel in awe that we were never able to get these people before. Folks, we are sending Mexico, depending on the year, between $50 and $250 million. And we never asked for Abigail Gonzalez Valencia back. He's the leader of Los Cajunis, small shy cartel. We never asked for Roberto Salazar. Really? Because he killed a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in 2008. We didn't call it to Fogo. Give us this guy. Hey, we're sending you hundreds of millions of dollars or billions total. Could we have him? No! We let Mexico keep them since 2008. God bless his family. The rage. Seeing this. What does this show you, folks? What a betrayal the day-to-day operations of this country were under everyone from Bush to Obama to Clinton to Biden. All we had to do was ask. And a little tariff. A little threat to drones and people. Now, folks, this is the second tranche. When did the first one get released? February. Oh, so within weeks of Trump taking office and the Mexicans going, dang, this is a different Donald Trump. In February, Mexico handed over to American authorities 29 cartel figures. Yeah, why? Because Trump was already talking about the Pentagon going in. In fact, immediately he began talking about it. Anyway, in February, Mexico handed over American authorities 29 cartel figures. Listen to this. Including drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, who was behind the killing of USDA agent in 1985? We let him... Oh! 1985. Been walking around the whole time, enjoying himself mightily, I'm sure. I mean, you killed a DEA agent, the cartel owes you, boy. They had him the whole time. And folks, forget tariffs, okay? We're handing them, depending on the year, between $50 and $250 million a year. We basically fund the Mexican military. And we don't ever go, hey, you know, like, can we have this Quintero guy? Could you turn him over? Because we're giving you all this money. No, 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 no. Why? Because when it comes right down to it, Bush and the other globalists, whose goal it is to open our borders, see the cartels as agents of integration. They are going to bring the voters to America that will permanently entrench globalism and, of course, international government as a layer over a borderless America. They are agents of change. They are fellow travelers. And, of course, they bring the little kitties that some of these politicians and their parties like, 300,000 of them under Biden. But it's been going on for years. It didn't start with Biden. Just put it on steroids. So, again, that's what the wonder of Trump is here. It's not even that this stuff is happening. But it never happened before. And how easy it always was to do. Like yesterday, with Center for Immigration Studies, and we're now up to 1.6 million illegals deporting themselves. It's getting faster and faster and faster and faster. 2 months ago, the number of illegals who'd left the workforce voluntarily because they're deporting themselves was at a million. Now it's at 1.6. I mean, it's like I said, they're realizing Trump is for reals, and they're deporting themselves, which is smart. 6 months, almost 2% increase. And blue-collar wages. If I could say that in every segment for the next 6 months, I would. It was always that easy. But who brings the illegals here to suppress the wages, bust Americans down into poverty, and participate in the tax evasion scheme that Republicans like George W. Bush and John Thune and John Cornyn, may he lose in Texas, who brings them their illegals? The cartels. So the cartels were sacrosanct. They were holy. They were never to be touched. Not really. Yeah, we'd pull a few big names in for prosecution every once in a while. But remember, folks, what we even learned about them. We had, the FBI had, and we learned this during the Obama administration when it was declassified. We had cartels we were protecting, their human and drug trafficking routes, the FBI was, into this country and taking out the rival cartels so they could thrive. So you got to understand, a lot of that's taking out rivals to build the cartels we like so that the streamline, the pipeline of drugs and people can continue into this country. It's big crime. And so Mexico's looking at this and go, wow, this is a guy. This is a guy, Trump. He doesn't want to partner with the cartels. He wants us to hand them over. And now they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.